This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
How many lips does a horse have?
How many lips?
That's correct.
Lips does a horse have?
That's right.
How many lips? Is that what you said?
Yeah, lips.
That's right, lips.
All right, wait. This could be a joke here.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman, and my fellow professors here today on Learning University include Kendra Knox. Welcome back, Kendra.
Good morning, Professor.
You have been on with us many times now.
That's right. I enjoy teaching others.
So I don't
more
know.
Better.
Does that make you adjunct or what?
I'll take the title.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Okay. It's not adjunct professor. Not to be.
That kind of sounds insulting.
I know
you,
it does. Really.
Professor.
Yeah. I don't know if
I'd
like that or not. JJ Jasper. Good morning, JJ.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Okay. Kentuckians. Both
we're
of
taking
you?
Over.
Right,
that's the plan.
Right. Go Big Blue. Okay. March Madness. Today's the very first day of March.
Oh, it is.
I think
it
it's
is.
Very appropriate.
It is. So we got two Kentuckians and one Mississippian. You combine that brain power right there. Huh? That's an intellectual juggernaut.
It is. It sounds like the beginning of a joke though. Two Kentuckians and a Mississippian
right,
walk into
a bar. Right.
Except we're
and
from
then
AFA,
they meet a rabbi,
so.
A zookeeper, and an anteater. And what happens next? We don't know. All right. Actually, I was born in Missouri but grew up in Mississippi. So
really?
Right. What does that make me?
Missouri-sippian.
I guess
yes,
so.
I like that. Hey, you know what? We mentioned March Madness and basketball.
Yes.
Baseball yesterday, is it Bryce Harper? He signed for a 13-year, $330 million deal. And I just wanted to report, because Ed's not here, he said that makes him feel very underpaid. He wanted me to communicate that.
13 years?
It's the biggest deal in baseball history he signed yesterday. 13-year $330 million. I sit around and think what I could do with $330, and he's going to be making $330 million.
But I don't think I could commit to, like, my favorite color being the same for 13 years, let alone
yes, you could. Yes, you
for that
could.
Amount.
Yes, you could.
I just think, you know, going to school is overrated, quite frankly. I'm going to put my grandchildren in, you know, sports school.
They have Learning University. What else do they need,
well,
honestly?
You got that, and then have them practice baseball 8 hours a day. See what pays off for them.
See, right? my wife and I go back and forth on this, and we're on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
For instance, this Ginn fella who was offered $2.5 million to play pro baseball, but he passed on that, and he says, I want to play for Mississippi State. And I say to myself, you can be a multimillionaire immediately. Or you can take a chance on getting injured in college, and then you get to be a park and rec employee for $20,000 a year. You know, that just seems risky and scary from a business side.
Yep.
But then the true athlete folks, and my wife says, you know, enjoy your college years, play for the team.
You're only young once. Once you get to pros, it's a business, man.
If you don't get hurt.
If you don't get hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I wish I would have had that problem to deal with back in my glory days. But riding the pine in high school was about what I did. All right, at least I made the team, though.
You did make
all
the
right,
team.
All right, so Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. Tim, Kendra, and JJ, we are now on Facebook and YouTube Live. Type in today's issues on Facebook or YouTube, and we're holding up the Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirts, which you will win if you answer the mystery question correctly. Now, the mystery question, you will know it is before you if you call in and hear this sound. Yeah.
Nice.
You hear that cowbell, that beloved cowbell rings? It's your opportunity to say, you know, that old saying, I ain't never won anything? Well, you can just wipe right through that if you win the Trivia Friday t-shirt today. So that's one thing. The other thing,
and those that aren't able to win today, if you just want to buy one,
yeah,
graduation gift, birthday gift, somebody in your church that you just want to give them a happy and it'd be a blessing. It's a great price, and it's a good conversation starter, and it helps the ministry. $15, yeah. Great-looking T-shirt. You can go to afastore.net and pick one up today.
It's your school swag. Everybody likes to wear their school's, you know, attires.
Exactly.
This is your chance.
afastore.net to buy your Trivia Friday T-shirt for $15. Now, don't call on the show today if you've gotten on the air in the last 4 weeks. We have a four-week, or what amounts to a five-week waiting period between calls we take on the air, because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the program as possible. And is that, have I said everything?
I think that's it.
Okay. Kendra, what are your three questions?
Okay, question number one. In the story of Moses in the Bible, what are the names of the two Hebrew midwives who obeyed God instead of Pharaoh?
Good
the names of the two Hebrew midwives. Next question, in the game of chess, what is the only situation where you can move two pieces in a single turn? You can move two pieces in a single turn.
It's a hard one.
It is. I just started playing chess, so, whew, I'm learning.
Good for the brain.
It's rough, man. It's a tough game. It really is. I love it, though. And last question, I am looking for anyone who can, from memory, recite the Ten Commandments.
Good.
Now, normally we allow Googling in this game. Am I correct?
Yes.
They're allowed to research do their own research.
Is encouraged.
Encouraged. However, for this question, I am looking for someone who already has the Ten Commandments memorized and is willing to quote them for us. Now, you might say, how will you know? Well, I'm just going to imply one of the Ten Commandments has to do with fibbing.
Yes.
So this is the honor system.
Yeah, the honor system, and we want you to do that by memory.
Yes.
Great questions. Here's what I've got. First question, what is a male goose called? What is a male goose called?
Cooked. No?
Remember when you were a kid and you were sitting in a circle on the on the front yard and somebody would say, duck, 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 and then they'd say goose and run around real fast? Well, I want to know what the male goose is called. Second question.
I always heard your goose is cooked, buddy.
Exactly.
You heard that expression?
I have.
Have you ever heard that?
I have heard that.
Don't know what that means exactly, but
I don't think it's good.
It's not good.
Second question. In which U.S. city is the Space Needle located? Mm-hmm. In which U.S. city is the Space Needle located? Third question. True or false? Dueling is still legal in Paraguay, but only if both participants are registered blood donors.
I love that.
Dueling is still legal in Paraguay, but only if both participants are registered blood donors. Is that true or false?
Classic JJ for you. Classic true or false question.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what's the only U.S. state whose name ends with three consecutive vowels?
Oh, good. Good question.
What's the only state whose name ends with three consecutive vowels?
Did Vanna help you with this question?
Yeah, I was inspired by her watching this. 1984, I think it was. I wrote this question down. I've always kept it for this moment. And here we are.
For such a time as this.
Yeah. Well, number two, what's the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard?
Oh, wow. I didn't know there was a difference.
I've heard that before. It's
there
a
is
good
a,
one.
There is a specific a good difference one. Between a cemetery and a graveyard. What is it? And number three, what's the brightest star in the sky? Mm. We may have had this question somewhere.
But that's the good thing.
The
you know, in learning university, you get multiple chances to
yes.
learn. We are a forgetful people, so.
Yes, we are. So, what's the brightest star in the sky?
You are, Melanie. No, if you're listening, you are, Melanie.
And I'm not counting the sun now, okay? Just count the sun. But if you look up in the night sky, is what
right.
I'm saying. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome your phone calls. You can ask or answer or both. We prefer that you do both. Here's the number. I knew I forgot something a while ago. 888-589-8840. That's the number to call in to be on the air with us. 888-589-8840 is the phone number. All right, Kendra, do you know who's on the phone?
Mark. Mark, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi.
Mark from Virginia. Mark, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the state.
Okay. Mark, where do you live in Virginia, by the way?
Central.
Okay. Kind of vague there, Mark, but anyway, we'll just take your word for it.
Hey, listen, don't you worry about that. The farther you can stay away from Mueller, right, by just keep being real vague, the better off you are, because they spent $30 million or $300 million for a two-year investigation, and they came up with two things, Jack and squat. So they're not afraid to waste our taxpayer money to go after folks.
All right, Mark, here's the question. What's the only U.S. state whose name ends with three consecutive vowels?
That would be Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Nice. Ooh, done.
Exactly. Did you know that, Kendra?
I think I would have had to go through the list. Like I was thinking, I would have to sing the song, you know?
H-A-W-A-I-I.
Aloha, Mark. Hawaii. That's a great way to start us out.
Did you see where it snowed the other day in Hawaii?
No.
You're kidding.
No, I'm going to be at the top of that mountain.
Sure, it wasn't volcanic ash?
No, it was snow.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, what's your question for us, Brother Mark?
Okay, so if you get this question right, you will hear this sound.
What was that?
I can tell you what it is. A whole lot of people are already under Christmas decorations down by now, Mark. It's the 1st of March, but we can hear you still got some things left on the Christmas tree. Time to get that fixed and to get that step ladder outside and get the lights down off the house.
But should we earn a T-shirt if we get it right?
Sounded to me like a feminine cowbell.
No, he grabbed his cat by the neck and he was shaking his cat. That's
funny.
That little bell on his cat's collar. All right, Mark, what's your question for us?
Okay, so Snoopy had four brothers in the comics, and so what are their names?
You got me at Snoopy had four brothers.
Yeah, he did. He did, and one was from Phoenix, and it was kind of pudgy. No, he was, but I can't think of what his brothers' names were.
Yeah, wait a minute now. You telling me Snoopy, like in Charlie Brown?
Linus, right. Lucy, yes.
He had four brothers?
Yes, four brothers. They all came to visit one time.
They must have been losers because they never made the comic. They make it one time?
He was trying to reach out to them, and they got all gathered together once, but I forgot what their names.
It was a Behind the Music special on a couple of them there. They had drinking problems. A couple of them did.
But one did look like a hobo. He had a little sack tied to a stick, and he showed up.
Wasted potential right there. Yeah. We don't know. I don't know.
What's the answer, Mark?
Okay, so the answer... the answers are Spike, Andy, Olaf, and Marbles.
Yeah, I think Spike was the one from Arizona.
Where did you get Arizona?
Yeah, I'm serious. Mark, help me out here. Isn't one of them from Arizona because he came to visit in a couple of...
He's from Needles, California, which it's a desert setting.
Okay, there you go.
Wait a minute.
It seems like Arizona.
Yeah.
So Peanuts and Snoopy... They actually talk about living in town? Or you're talking about some TV show?
No, every once in a while he would be trying to write his brother, and he would show him by a cactus. It was the one of the Needles. I was thinking Arizona, but he'd be by the cactus, and they'd kind of have a little back and forth. Hey, Mark, thanks for answering your question correct, and sorry we didn't fare so well. You have a good weekend, buddy.
Okay. You're listening to Today's Issues. It's Trivia Friday, actually, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and the school bell's rung, and we're in class.
Everybody needs to be in your seat, and your eyes need to be this way. Don't be turning around talking to your neighbor. We want your attention.
Pay attention, all right? Listen, let's go back to the phones, Kendra.
All right, next up we have Danny from Texas. Danny, are you with us?
I am.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I believe I will do both.
Awesome. All right.
Which one do you want to answer?
Where's Danny from?
From Texas. Where in Texas?
Central.
I am from the north side of Houston and Spring, Texas.
Oh,
Spring.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know where you are.
Hey, Danny, which one you feel confident about?
Not a one of them. they are very tough today, but I'm going to have to just wimp out and take the true false and try it.
Hey, that's a coin. It's a coin. It's a coin toss. Here's the question, Danny. It's true or false. Dueling is still legal in Paraguay, but only if both participants are registered blood donors. Is that true or false?
Well, I'm just going to have to say that's false. I don't think they'd know how to donate blood over there, would they?
Danny, that is 100% true.
No.
100%
no.
True.
Where do you get this stuff?
Dueling is still legal in Paraguay, but only if both participants are registered blood donors. And that sounds bizarre on so many levels.
How do you know this information?
So many levels.
Yeah. Yeah, I just find this on some different sites. Well, hey, good try anyway, Danny. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I'm gonna do a classic TV. The Big Valley was a Western show back in my younger years. The mother on that show was Victoria Barclay. She had four children. Can you name them?
You talking about on the show or in real life?
On the show.
All right. I think one of them was Spike.
Spike.
From Needles, California.
From Needles.
Now,
they had a dog named Snoopy. Right?
I get Ponderosa and Big Valley mixed up, but I think is he asking for Hoss and Little Joe?
That's Bonanza.
Big
Valley, wasn't that Barbara Stanwyck?
Barbara. That's right. She was the mom.
It was.
And she was that was the name of the real of the actress. Now, are you?
But Victoria,
Ed Battagliano. I think if Ed were here, I think he'd know the answer.
He would.
This. Yeah.
So what you're saying is I'm sorely lacking.
Well, he's from a different era.
He is,
and he's a big Westerns fan.
Oh man. Yeah.
So we don't know what's the answer.
Yeah, help us out.
Well, her name was Victoria, and her four children were Jarrett, Nick, Heath, and Audrey.
That's Parker. Right.
Jared, he went on to...
Jared was the attorney.
He went on to Subway fame.
Jared was the attorney on the movie. Heath was dark-haired and kind of bad to the bone of the ones. And
yes.
And I can picture the characters, and I enjoyed watching that show now that you said it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Heath, of course, he either... made candy bars, or he was Lee Majors, and I think he was Lee Majors.
He made the $6 million candy bar.
He made the $6 million exactly.
Hey, Danny, have a great weekend. Right, thanks for listening.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, lady and gentlemen.
All right. Question number one, in the story of Moses, what are the names of the two Hebrew midwives? Question number two, in the game of chess, what is the only situation where you can move two pieces in a single turn? And lastly, who can from memory quote or recite the Ten Commandments?
Here's what I've got. In which U.S. city, or let me start with the first one. What is a male goose called? What is a male goose called? Second question, in which U.S. city is the Space Needle located? Then I'll add a third one. How many sides does a heptagon have?
Heptagon.
Yeah.
Heptagon, right?
How many sides does a heptagon have?
I just like saying that. Heptagon. Hey, get your heptagon out of my way. Things of that nature, right?
Exactly.
Did I use it correctly in a sentence?
That's close. Your granddaddy drove a heptagon.
Right.
And it had a... he had to
you calling me a heptagon?
You had to crank
is
it
that a
by
correct,
hand.
Is that a correct use of the word?
You're acting like
sentence?
A heptagon.
I don't know.
You're acting like a
not.
Heptagon,
yeah.
like your brother. Okay. Anyway, here are my three questions.
Don't leave that door wide open where y'all raised as heptagons. We can't afford to heat the whole neighborhood.
You better eat all the food on your plate because there are heptagons starving.
This is spiraling out of control. Right.
All right. Have you ever seen a heptagon spiral? Have you?
I haven't.
Okay.
Well, I must be a heptagon.
You ought to see that.
We want to make a new policy here. We're going to have to add a fifth restroom at the public schools to make room for the heptagons that are enrolled here.
Yes.
And they are not being...
If you self-identify as a heptagon, you got a special basketball team for you. Here are my three questions. Number one is, what's the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard?
Ooh.
Number two, what's the brightest star in the night sky?
And you already specified not the sun, correct?
Not the sun, and that's the reason I said night.
Okay.
As well. What's the brightest star in the night sky? And a new question, carrots. We all know what carrots are, right? Carrots are a good source of which vitamin?
Good question.
All right, there you go.
All I know is I ate a ton of them, and I still have to wear glasses.
Well, just think where you may be if you wouldn't have.
That's true.
Carrots. All right, carrots I like in pot roast. But raw carrots, I don't like.
Not so much. You've got to dip them in enough things to hide it.
Yeah, but anyway. You're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. If you want to watch the show, and who wouldn't, go to Facebook and YouTube and type in Today's Issues, and you can watch the show there as we live video stream from our studios here in Tupelo, MS.
And if you watch live, you're going to notice a rose between two thorns.
Yes, you.
I'm just going to say that.
All right, let's go back to the phone,
okay,
Kendra.
Okay, next up we have Mary. Mary from Kansas, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
Mary, sorry about that more cold weather coming your way. I was looking at the weather forecast, another round of the groundhog, the information he gives out. So you guys going to stay?
Groundhog gives out information?
Yeah, people just
What, live, does he have a press conference?
Live and die from what happens on a...
See that shadow or not?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Phil, yeah. What's the name of that town? Is it Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
It's Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Hey, Mary, ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to try to do both, and I'm really dumb today, so I don't know which dumb question I think I might answer.
What do you think?
I want to try about the goose.
All right, here's the question. What is a male goose called, Mary?
I hope the male's called this the gander.
Yes, ma'am, the gander.
All right.
Hence the old saying.
My husband and his grandson is, and they're always bringing goose whatever home, and I can't, so I was trying to remember what they said.
Well, you remember your grandparents when somebody would say, hey, that's not fair. There's two different standards. And they would say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And that's where that's a male goose.
That's right.
Is a gander.
So what is a female goose?
A goose.
Maybe just a goose. I don't know.
So you got a goose. A goose is a female, and a gander is a male.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Goose may just be the, donkey, and you got Jenny and Jack. I'm not real sure about the female.
We about got a nursery rhyme going right now.
But yeah, mother goose.
But so. I know one of them ran away with the spoon and jumped over the cow.
Right. And Harry Chapin sang about all that. You
yes.
Remember that?
Hey, you got it, Mary. What's your question for us?
Okay, I have kind of a split question. And who was the president in 1948 in May when Israel said they were officially a state? Oh. And who's the president now that takes care of Israel? And the reason I'm saying is that I am so glad that their mamas had them, because they sure helped keep Israel going. So who are the two presidents I'm trying to talk about?
The U.S. president, you're asking?
Amen. Trump is the answer to your second question, but the 42,
well,
Tim.
Well, don't let's talk amongst ourselves.
Truman?
Well, this would have been, I'm thinking Harry Truman.
I'm thinking Truman.
This was post, right after Eisenhower was in there somewhere.
Eisenhower was after
Truman?
Yeah.
Whoever it was,
we're
going to
say Harry Truman.
Okay, you're right, President Harry Truman and President Trump, and I was just so glad that their mamas took care of them and had them, and they were there to bless Israel.
Amen.
Yeah.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mary. Okay, take care. All right, we're going to come back in a couple of minutes. We're going to go to JC in Texas, Joel in Texas, Roger in Arkansas, Edith is in Florida, and Addison is in Kansas. So we'll go to all those calls and more when we get back.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
You know, what's really nice about our tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon in September is the fact that we're with Christians who support our ministry from all over the country. We may talk differently, but we have a like mind and a like heart, and it's always a joy to spend time with our supporters. So if you want to join us on the September Spiritual Heritage Tour, Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, we'd love to have you. Now, for all the information, the dates, the pricing, everything, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. We'll fill up soon. The June tour is already sold out. We're going to fill up soon for September, so don't delay. We also go to Williamsburg and Jamestown on a tour preceding the Washington, D.C. tour. So if you'd like information on either one or both of those tours, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and a major league salary. That story next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. Bryce Harper has already had a pretty spectacular baseball career. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was 16, first-round draft pick at 17, was a member of the All-Star team by the time he turned 19. And now at just 26 years old, he's about to become a very wealthy man. Harper just signed a 13-year deal with the Philadelphia Phillies worth $330 million. It's believed to be the biggest paycheck in Major League Baseball history. $330 million, folks. That's roughly $25 million a year. By comparison, the payroll for the New York Yankees in 1930 was just under $350,000. Their highest paid player earned just $80,000. Babe Ruth. I wonder what the great Bambino would say about Bryce Harper's contract. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a...
There you go. That's the Superman theme.
I thought that was a 2020 campaign commercial.
Yeah, Superman. You know, you never saw him, all those things there that he did, you know, to demonstrate his...
I'm a bird, I'm a plane. You ever saw all that?
Well, I just never saw him leap a building in a single bound. You know, that's what they advertised it. Him as being able to do. Did you ever see that, JJ?
I did not see that, and I was a little bit surprised how he could do all those things, but when somebody would throw a shoe at him, he would duck. What was wrong with that picture when you could, you know, he'd let people shoot bullets into him all day long and they'd bounce off? But
Superman that was the black and white version there.
That's right.
Classic.
JJ Jasper, you don't necessarily leap buildings in a single bound, but you travel all around this great country speaking at events and banquets and all sorts of things. You're going to be going when?
You know what? Thank you for asking. This Sunday, I'll be in Tennessee, Savannah, Tennessee, at New Harmony Baptist Church, preaching on Sunday morning, doing stand-up comedy on Sunday night. In fact, we've heard from two different churches in Savannah. They're bringing their folks over on Sunday night.
Awesome.
So we're going to have so much fun. That's this coming Sunday, New Harmony Baptist
Savannah,
Church,
Tennessee.
Savannah, Tennessee. And then next Thursday, I'll be in Albany, Georgia, Bryan Memorial Baptist Church. And it is for the Pregnancy Resource Center of Leesburg, Georgia. It's the Pregnancy Center annual fundraiser. They're having it in Albany at Bryan Memorial Baptist Church. Because there's food involved, they do need a head count. And you can go to, well, you can go to my Facebook page, scroll down just a little bit, and there's a link there.
Go to JJ Jasper.
JJJasper.com, or you can go over JJ Jasper on Facebook. Yeah, but I love meeting our listeners. Our listeners absolutely are the best. And after that, I'll be in Ohio a few weeks after that, Illinois. So I love the opportunity to travel and meet our sweet listeners.
All right, Tim Wildman here with Kendra Knox and JJ Jasper, and we're playing trivia on Trivia Friday. It is on American Family Radio. Let's go. Where were we?
Okay, we're going back to Texas to JC in Texas. Are you there, JC?
Hey, what's up? Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good
what
morning,
part of Texas are you
JC,
from?
How are you?
Say hi, Josiah. Say hi. I don't know if y'all can hear him.
Hi.
Yes. Adorable. Hey, and JC, anybody that goes by initials is okay in my book.
JJ.
Right,
JJ.
Well, my full name is Julio Cesar Ariano, you know, and it's a lot easier to say JC, so.
How very kind of you to let us go by JC.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Ask, answer, or do both, Vato.
I'd like to do both, and I'm also going to go play the lottery later because I got on with y'all today, so it's going to be my lucky day.
The chances are better of winning the lottery than getting on this show. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm told.
I think I got a hold of Donald Trump before I got a hold of y'all.
Although Cindy, who answers our phone, she'll take a side, you know.
Donut. A little bit of a bribe.
Yeah, she's open to that. $100.
Send her some chocolate.
Move you up in the line.
Things out
I'm going to have to remember that next time.
Yeah. Right.
All right, let's go, brother.
Hey, which question you want to answer, JC?
I didn't catch a name, ma'am, but I'd like to answer her question.
Fantastic.
It's called Kathleen.
Yes, correct.
Her name is Kendra Knox or KK.
What was the question?
All right.
Yeah, the question is, in the game of chess, what's the only situation where you can move two pieces in a single turn? And JC, would you like to explain what castling is?
Castling is when you can move your, rook and your king.
Exactly. They kind of swap places. The king moves over two spaces and then switches places with the rook. And it's the only time you're allowed to.
That's a complicated game. You have to always be thinking about three steps
12.
Ahead. Is
12.
It 12?
And then you forget. What was the
second? So your rook can move. I know your rook can. It's been so long since I've played chess. So you can move your rook and your king at the same time?
Yeah, normally you can only move one piece, but this is it's encouraged within the first 7 moves. It allows you to hide your king in a corner by kind of swapping places, in a sense, with the rook.
Now, is that after a double jump or before?
Well, I think that might be checkers, but then again, I just started playing.
Hey, JC, what's your...
funny.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I don't really know how to phrase it, but okay. There's a herd of animals. It's referred to a crash. You know what herd of animals
yeah.
talking about?
Oh, it's something big. It's like a
hippopotamus, I think. It's either rhinos or rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros. You got ding. I got a T-shirt I can send you, but I don't think you would want it.
What's the answer? Oh, is that it? Rhinoceros?
Rhinoceros. You got it right. Yes, sir. Yes,
crash
sir.
Of rhinoceros.
A crash of rhinoceros is...
Rhinoceroses is
that was a,
like a herd. A herd of rhinoceros is referred to as a crash. And I learned that watching my son's little learning videos. So.
Oh, how nice.
You know, that was a punk band, too, back in the...
Rhino Crash!
Back in the late 80s. They
hey, y'all, opened. I appreciate y'all answering my call. Also, there was an accident out here in Vanna. I know y'all don't do this, but I wanted to see if y'all... You know, keep the prayers of two families, two young kids that died. They were both 13. It was in Van, Texas. Just want to see if y'all can keep them in your prayers. And, you know, I'll hang up and I appreciate your time. Yeah.
So sorry to hear that, JC. And we will ask our listeners to be praying for those families. So tragic.
He said car accident?
Car accident where two 13-year-olds, I think he said, were killed. Mm. Heartbreaking.
You're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we are doing. I'll just try to live up to Ed's explanation of what our goals are here. He says, Ed says this, and he says it with all his heart. Mm-hmm. You listen to Ed. He says he wants to make, we want to make people betterer.
Mm-hmm.
Kendra?
I believe in that.
Do you believe in betterer?
I do.
I think we can all get there if we help one another.
Way more betterer.
Betterer and smarterer.
Mm-hmm.
Ed says smarterer is another goal that we mm-hmm. have here on Learning University. And finally, just to cap it all off, and I know listeners who've been with us a long time understand that we want to make people awesomer.
These are our pillars, really.
Name them again, if you would, Kendra.
Smarterer.
Smarterer.
Betterer.
Betterer.
Awesomer.
And awesomer. The three pillars of Learning University.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's Trivia
go,
Friday.
Let's go back to Texas where Joel's on the line. Joel, do you want to be smarterer today?
I believe I'm smarterer, not the smartest. I'm always willing to get a little bit more.
Be a little more awesomer. Yes, sir.
Oh, no. I will never allow to be. I'm never allowed to be awesome.
Okay. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, I'll do both. I think I'll answer the space needle question.
Here's the question, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
In which U.S. city is the space needle located?
Now keep in mind they moved it the last year.
It's like Joel, so finding a space needle in a haystack.
Oh, yeah. They totally moved all, what was that, 400 foot?
But, hey, Kendra said it's like finding a space needle in a haystack of states or a haystack of cities.
No, I actually lived up there for about a year, so I'm going to go with Seattle.
Yes, sir. Seattle, WA.
Now I got to ask you, did you move up there for the coffee or the grunge bands?
I moved up there for the military.
Okay, yeah. There you go. And the other was just an added bonus.
Joel, I got a question for you because I went to Seattle, and I don't know if this was just my experience or if it's true, but it was like the cleanest city, and the homeless people that were on the street were so put together. Like, it was just so clean.
Oh,
do you find that to be true? Just incredibly clean?
While I was there, I did. I really didn't see a whole lot of problems. With Seattle, so except for the weather, like it was always real cloudy. But anyway, my question for you guys is a two-parter. My job is a wind turbine technician, so I'm climbing all those towers that you guys see spinning.
Oh wow!
Wow!
And I'm actually currently up tower right now.
Hey, but this may be a first. A guy calling us from the top of a windmill, one of those giant windmills. Aren't those blades about 60 feet long?
I'm gonna have to correct you. It's turbine.
Turbine.
It's electricity.
Turbine. Yeah, but, and not a windmill.
But yeah, I'm currently
windmills are in Holland, JJ.
Well, hey, listen. What's your question for us?
My question is: what is the terminology for the two major parts of rotation? What is it called to rotate? Because you can't just say, "Hey, I want to rotate the tower," or "I want to rotate the blades." What's the actual term?
You know, Tim Wildman had some experience with this when he was a kid, and they had the antenna out there on the pole. When your dad would send you out there before DirecTV or cable, and you'd have to rotate that.
Yeah,
thing.
I think anybody 50 and older remembers those days.
But the part that stunk was that you had a relay system with a little bit of a delay, and the dad would say, right there, tell him to stop. Then the person in the doorway would say, stop, and you'd say, what? And they said, stop, right there, dad says stop. Well, you already gone too far, right. And the screen is fuzzy again, and he says, put it back where it was. Well, put it back where it was. You're out there in the cold, and you're using the North Star for your point of reference, and you just it gets frustrating for everybody. You remember those days?
I remember those days, man. Yeah, it's.
But
like,
what's that? What's that terminology that Joel's looking for?
Oh man,
axis? Is it a?
I think the one of them technical is word is cattywampus.
Hey, in ice skating they do triple axles. So axle.
Axle.
I'll talk to my lead tech, see if I can't get Cattywampus
approved.
Yeah, put that in the directory. Hey, I'm going to go with Kendra and say something to do
Axis
with...
Axis or Axel?
Axel.
Okay, well, as I said, it's a two-parter. Oh. So you've got the where all the gearbox and where all the electricity happens, that's called the nacelle. You yaw the nacelle and you pitch the blades.
Okay. You know, that's exactly what happens on an airplane with a constant speed prop. You've got yaw and you've got pitch.
You know,
I should have been able to come up with that.
That's what you do with horseshoes, too. You know,
right.
Everybody pitches them out there.
And singing.
And well, you got a pitch for singing. You know, Joel, so your profession is to
climb those big old turbines.
Wow.
And you're
wind
at
turbines.
One right now? You're at a tower
yeah,
now.
I'm up one. No, I'm 300 feet up in the air right now.
Wow!
How come we don't hear the wind blowing in the background?
Oh.
Uh huh.
Well, number one, it's a little windy. Number two, I'm inside. But hey, let's see if we can't make some magic happen for you.
Yeah, please. I'd like to hear the wind, because Superman.
Yeah, hear those things sitting there going around.
Can you hear the wind blow?
He's a bird. He's a plane. Yeah. No, he's fixing a turbine.
Wow. This is a first on Learning University.
Yeah, that's a serious treehouse you got going on right there, man.
You stick with Learning University, and you'll go high places.
And I'm glad you guys are able to see the view via the phone.
Right. That's awesome.
Hey, Brother Joel, thank you,
Thanks,
man.
Joel.
Appreciate you calling. Take care. All right.
When I traveled
That's
from Amarillo, Texas to Clovis, New Mexico last fall, I was speaking out there, and I rented a car and drove, and I saw as far as the eye could see. I don't know where I was, but somewhere between Amarillo and Clovis, just as far as you could see were those turbines. And he's in Texas, so he may be.
What were they powering?
You know, electricity, generating electricity.
For Amarillo or something?
For whatever Hereford or whatever town, you know, through there it was.
That is a parachuter's nightmare right there.
And the birds. The big birds don't fare so well.
I bet.
Parachuter's
nightmare. Oh, my word.
Let's go to...
Let me just say this unto us all, and that is, it's time to repeat our questions.
Good call.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to add one here because we had one answered correctly. In the story of Moses, what are the names of the two Hebrew midwives? And also, if you can recite or list the Ten Commandments from memory. And adding a new question, true or false? Usually, February has 28 days. Sometimes it has 29. Occasionally, it has 30. Is that true or false?
All right, JJ, what you got?
Here's what I've got. First question, how many sides does a heptagon have? How many sides does a heptagon?
Heptagon.
And then I want to add a couple. Where did Davy Crockett die?
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. That's free right there. You know, you don't.
Will you accept Wild Frontier as an answer?
No, not Wild Frontier.
What's the
frontier.
Question now, Davy?
Where did Davy Crockett die? A very, very famous place. Mm. Household name.
Oh, yeah,
name.
I know that.
So then, third question, add another new one. What character killed Aslan?
Aslan.
What character killed Aslan? So there's my three questions.
Chronicles of Narnia, awesome series.
Here are my three questions. Number one, what is the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard? There is a specific difference. Else I wouldn't even ask the question. People think about it.
Well, we know what they have in common.
Right.
But what is different?
Well, and like the guy said, you know why they put fences around graveyards? People are just dying to get in.
Get in there. number two, what's the brightest star in the night sky? What's the brightest star in the night sky? And number three, carrots are a good source of which vitamin? Carrots are a good source of which vitamin? We all... have been told our whole lives, you know, all of us.
Eat your carrots now.
Yeah,
make your eyes good.
There you go.
Make your eyes good. Didn't
work
for me.
Well, what vitamin was your mom or grandma referring to that you get
from
carrots? All right.
And the more carrots, I think it's true to say, the more carrots, the better it is for the jeweler.
That's true.
Yeah, it is. In a way, JJ, you are correct.
And more likely you are to meet Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, or be homeless in Seattle.
There you go.
You know? Or is it sleepless in Seattle?
Sleepless. Okay.
Anyway, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. You want to watch the show, go to Facebook or YouTube and just take your fingers and you type in today's issues and boom, there you are watching the show. And we're live video streaming here today.
Our faces are at your fingertips.
We are.
You too could see Tim Wildman and this lovely shirt that you can still win.
And Kendra, a new last name, Knox, and JJ, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper.
Hey, and duly noted, one of the original nine questions, there's still a shirt up for grabs. Mm-hmm. So we've eliminated some. That's making your chance a little bit easier to win.
That's right.
All right, you can send us an email at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Back to the phones.
All right, we have Roger from Arkansas. Roger, are you there?
Roger that.
Roger, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There he is. All right. Would you like to ask or answer or do both?
Both.
All right. Well, what is your question for us?
Or which question do you want to answer?
There you go.
One about February.
February. Okay, this is a new question. True or false? Usually, February has 28 days, sometimes 29. Occasionally, it's had 30. Is this true or false?
False.
No, it is absolutely true. In a few places in the world, their calendar got off for various reasons, and to correct it, they added a 30th day to February.
Really?
This happened in the Soviet Union. They did an experiment where they tried, this is in the 1930s, they tried to have five-day weeks and eliminate 7 days. And while they were experimenting, you shouldn't do that.
This is your calendar on drugs.
It is. This is what happens when somebody messes up. You get February 30th.
Here's the deal. If you try to use a sundial to calibrate your calendar, every time it gets cloudy like it does in Seattle and the homeless people are out there enjoying themselves and sipping on that Starbucks coffee and listening to that grunge band music, if you got to rely on a sunny day to keep your calendar in sync, you're going to have problems. You're going to have 30 days in February and mess up that whole nursery rhyme about which months have so many days.
A good try, Roger. Good try.
I'm from the United States. We don't have 30 days.
It's true. And
right. Yeah. I've never heard of that. I would have answered like Roger.
I would have been with Roger. Yeah. Hey, what's that little ditty about?
30 days has September, April, June, and November?
Yes.
All
finish
the rest
it.
Have 31 days, except for February, with 28 days, except for leap year. It keeps going like the exceptions. It's like.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
It is.
The little boy blue and the man in the moon.
Roger, what's your question for us?
Name the 12 tribes of Israel.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Judah.
Judah.
Issachar.
Issachar.
Dan.
Reuben.
Asher.
That's five right there.
Okay.
What's
Ephraim and Manasseh?
Ephraim.
Joseph, depending on how you're listing
right.
them.
Joseph.
Now, right. Is there like a Diana or Diana? Or am I thinking, of the daughter along
with
the
brothers. You're thinking the daughter. They want the male tribes.
Feel?
Reuben?
Let's see. Reuben, Judah, Dan, Issachar.
Benjamin.
Ephraim and Manasseh. And we might have said them all.
I think we're missing some.
No, missing a.
No, you're missing a couple.
Oh, no, because we're only at up to
Levi?
About seven or eight.
Levi.
That's right.
You say Reuben?
Uh-huh.
You said, yeah, we said Reuben.
Judah, Dan, Issachar. Naphtali?
Yes, that's one.
Naphtali.
Gad.
I always called him.
Gad, Asher, Naphtali.
Gad. That's good.
Ooh,
we're getting
goodness.
Close now.
Do we get like 75%?
Gander. They thought about using Gander, but his goose was cooked.
He was such a goose. All right.
All right.
What's
the answer?
It starts out with Reuben, Simeon, one you didn't get.
We missed Simeon.
Levi and Judah, Naphtali and Dan, Gad and let's see who the other one was. Gad,
Asher.
Missing one there.
Asher.
Asher, yeah, that's it. Asher, and then you got the Issachar, mm-hmm. and Zebulun, and you missed one of the most important ones, Joseph.
You know what? We said Joseph or Ephraim and Manasseh. There's two different lists on how they count them, because...
Okay, and then Benjamin.
And Benjamin.
Okay. Benjamin.
And something that most people don't know, that Abraham had five or six sons after that.
Really?
He had Isaac and then Ishmael. But after Sarah died, he got married again and had five or six more sons.
Okay.
That's right.
Hey, listen, thank you so much, Roger, and you have a great weekend. God bless you. Good to hear somebody in the Word. That's important.
I love those questions.
You're listening to, did he ask us?
He did. Yeah, okay, that's one about the
tribes. Okay, all right, next caller.
Okay, next up, we have Addison from Kansas. Addison, are you there?
Yes.
Have you been listening to Trivia Friday for a long time?
Yeah.
And Addison, how old are you?
13.
13 years old. Well, we're glad you called in. Do you want to answer a question, ask, or do both?
I want to answer.
Answer. Okay, which one did you have in mind?
The star.
The star question.
Okay, Addison, thank you for calling. What grade are you in?
I'm in 6. I got held back.
Okay, like homeschool, or are you in school?
I'm homeschooled.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, we have a lot of homeschoolers who listen. That's why I asked the question. All right, here's my question that you're going to try to answer, and that is, what is the brightest star in the night sky?
That would be the North Star.
Okay.
It goes by another name. Yeah.
I think that's true.
Right, it goes by another name.
You know, I'm not going to say that's a wrong answer, Addison, because it may be right, but it's not the exact word. Here's what I have.
Let me see what you got.
Kendra, is that the same thing as the North Star? Do you know? I tell you what.
Hey, is it?
No.
No. Okay.
Anyway.
I think the one you mentioned is really bright.
We're going to hold that answer as. And do some research here.
Yeah, good.
We will get back to our listeners.
Do you have a question for us, Addison?
Nope.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Okay, well, but keep listening, Addison, because we'll let you know if you're right or not, all right? Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't want to answer it when it may be
We'll do a little Googling.
It may be two names for the same place, same star. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got time for one more. Let's go to the phones.
All right, we have Edith from Florida. I've been waiting for a while. Edith, it's good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, would you like to answer or ask or do both?
I would like to do both.
To do both. Okay, which question would you like to answer?
I'd like to try the vitamin and carrots.
Oh, the carrot question.
Oh, the carrot question. Carrots are a good source of which vitamin?
I'm guessing vitamin A.
Is this Edith?
This is Edith.
Yes, from Florida.
Edith, you're right, Edith.
Nicely done, Edith.
Vitamin A. Vitamin A, they contain beta carotene, that is, carrots do, which is converted into vitamin A, which makes your eyes healthy.
Carrots have keratin, is what I just heard. That's...
They do. They have beta keratin, as opposed to like alpha keratin. You've heard of
that? Or zeta keratin. Yeah. They don't have any of that.
Yeah. Or zephyli keratin. Or Benjamin keratin.
Judah. Issachar.
Or Judah keratin.
Issachar.
we can go on like this, can't we? KK. We shall return. Can you hold on, Edith?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Does she have a question for us?
Yeah, I know, but we're out of time. She's going to come back with the question for us after the news. So we'll be back momentarily with more of today's issues. We'll go back to Edith in Florida and get her question for us. But she was correct. Carrots are a good source of vitamin A.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.